The first thing I saw on that table was a journal that says, write it down. And it's for one of our teachers. And I said, what is this? Is it a book? Can I look at it? He said, no, it's a journal. I said, okay. I said, what is it for? He said, oh, I write down everything. Everything I need to do, I write it down. Okay. Cut the long story short, I got home, wanted to prepare for the service. As I opened my notes, the first page that I opened was Sister Dami's message. I don't know if any one of us can remember that message. It was exactly that Habakkuk 2:2. But she read from 2 to 3. This morning, the Lord said, and the Lord answered and said, write the vision down. Make it plain upon the tablet that he may run that readeth it. So when I opened that, you know, something said, let me just read this. And my mind keep going. Then my mind flashed back to what I saw at my job. I said, write it down, write it down. And I said to them, why do we have to write it down? I remember a couple of months ago, I gave a message on the new man. And I was talking about the writing thing that God will be ministering to us. Last week, it was a new era. This Friday is going to be a new thing. So I am sure God is about to do a new thing in the day of today. But brethren, the key is this. Write the vision. Make it plain. Write it down. So the message for today is going to be write it down. And the only thing we are going to discuss is why do we have to write it down? Why? Because when we ask questions, why, we'll get answer. And when we know, then we will know why it is necessary to write it down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know, you might have had this message before. I don't know whether you had it correctly. But I pray that God will open your inner eyes today in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, number one, because I did the research last night. Even my daughter was asking me, oh, daddy, why are you still up? It's 12. I said, what are you doing up till 12? Because church is in the morning. Number one, in writing it down, this is the outcome of my research. In writing it down, you recognize first of all what is said, how he said it. Praise the Lord. If you did not write it down, when the enemy come to distract you or discourage you or come to distract you, you will not know. You will try to twist what he has told you in the spirit. In the book of Jeremiah 32, please put it on the board. Jeremiah 30, verse 2. Thus speaketh the Lord, God of Israel, saying, write thee all the word that I have spoken unto thee in a book. If you don't write it down, that's the third reason. If you don't write it down, you may start to shift and adjusting and justifying situation that is beneath your standard. If you write it down, you can go back and say, yeah, this is what the Lord told me. We are talking about marriage. We are talking about marriage and relationship. There are a couple of things God would have revealed unto you. If you don't write it down, you will not remember. I remember one thing clearly. I don't know. Even as at that time, I was not really into the Lord. But there are a couple of things that I see in my dream. And behold, you and me here this morning. Some of those things, after years, I see that they come to pass. Two things I'm going to tell you. I didn't write it down, but I remember clearly. One, my son. Before I even get married, I saw that boy behind a car, a sliver car, when I was driving, and he was looking back. So by the time I get married, and then the doctor said, oh, the child is trying to hide, we cannot tell you the sex. I said, it's a boy. He said, how do I know? I said, because I know. And behold, it was a boy. As soon as we get married, there's one of my friends who lived in Germany. He brought some cars, a lot of cars. And he said, oh yeah, do you want to change your car? I said, yes, why not? And he took me to the port and I saw all the cars. My wife said, no, we are taking the Mercedes. I said, no, this is the car that I saw. I said, this silver car is the one that I saw. And it was a Mitsubishi, not Gallant. It's a Mitsubishi, I can't remember. Yes. And I said, this is the one that I saw. She was so furious because she wanted messages. I said, no, this is the one that I saw. Brethren, God will keep speaking to us day in, day out. So when you can't write it down, you cannot remember everything. But when you write it down, if that man, if you are trusting God for marriage, and a man is coming, and you know that this is not the person you see, you say, no, this is not the one. This, you're not it. You are not in my space. You are not. The Spirit of God will lead you. That business plan, that ministry that God has given unto you, whatever He has ministered unto you, write it down. Because I said, why? Why writing it down? So that you will know, you will not deviate from the real thing He has given unto you. Brethren, we all have a map. I know I have a map. And if you don't know the map that He has given unto you, you will use the wrong map. My prayer is that you will not use other people's map for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, in writing it down, you'll be able to run with it. And there's one thing I just want us to know, my brother and my sister. A man collected his retirement fund, close to 40 million, when money was good money, back home in Nigeria. 40 million. I know him because he's our family friend. In 3 years, he blew that money. Yes. He didn't waste it. We saw what he did with it, but nothing came out of all those things. And he's a Christian. He's a redeemed Christian, strong. Now I start to understand why we have to be conscious of what God is putting in our spirit, even right now, even our youth right now. You see, there are some things that God will reveal unto you that may not even come to pass until the next 10, 15, 20 years. But when you write it down, you will remember clearly the instruction and what He has told you to do. You will not say, oh, because everybody is doing this, then I have to do it. Oh, because they are making money this way, then this is what I have to do. No, it's not for you. That is not your map. He blew it. He built a house. That house now, they are not even paying rent there. Only God knows how much He sunk into that building. He had a van, bought equipment. All those equipment now, they are all grown with weeds and everything. Brethren, please write it down. Make it plain. And run with it. So that you will not run with other people's plan. You will not run with other people's map. You will not look at other people's life to judge your own. No, it doesn't work like that in the spirit, especially when you are a children of God. My son wanted to go to college. I said, listen, God will reveal to you where you're supposed to go. All the schools he applied for, 12. I said, reduce it to 3. Out of that 3, God will reveal to you. Wherever He reveals to you, that is where you are going. It doesn't matter. I don't really have any problem with that. It doesn't have to be Yale. If God does not send you to Harvard or Yale, you will fail. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You will fail. It is not all Yale. Listen, there are so many Yale and Harvard graduates that are out there. They don't even know what they are doing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So all this, the way in the society does it, no, it doesn't apply to you and I. Write it down. Make it plain. So that it will be in line with the purpose of God for your life. Brethren, I have gone through the first 50 years of my life in struggle, running back and forth. The next 30 years, I don't want to be running around chasing shadows. It doesn't have to be money, but I want to have peace. Period. I told my kids, I said, listen, you are on your own. Yes, you are on your own. Take a decision, you live by it. In the next 5 years, I'm going to retire from active work. It doesn't matter. Maybe I'll go back to my village back home in Nigeria. You're on your own, this America, you should be able to graduate, to seek and see how you can survive. That's why I put you on the track on how you can survive. And make sure that you don't depart from the household of God. You will survive. That is what my father taught me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So why do we want to drive ourselves crazy for nothing? For nothing that doesn't really necessary. I'm not saying that we should not work. I'm not saying that we should not leave anything for our children. But whatever God told you about your children, write it down. So that when when they are trying to deviate from it, you say, okay, I will advise you to go and pray. Go and pray. Write it down and run with it. You see, the word is not that much. It's just a word of advice. So that when we hear the word, we just lock it in right there. That business, that ministry that he has given unto you, lock it in. Don't worry. Even when you don't have money now, you have a reference. Brethren, so that in the moment of isolation, when enemy want to make you doubt, or when they try to make you feel irrelevant, you tell them, no, this is not what God told me. You have a reference point. Tell them you have a proof. Because what? You wrote it down. Brethren, when depression creeps in, or when discouragement want to creep in, before the enemy want to steal that what God has given unto you, you better write it down. David encouraged himself because David knew what God has said about him. That's why he encouraged himself. He said, no, this is not going to get me down. No, this is not where I'm going. I am going to be victorious. I'm going to win. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. That is the confidence that David had. And that is what is missing in most of us as Christians. So, brethren, try and keep your head up. Because you have written that which he has given unto you. You have written it down. When the mortgage is due, car insurance is due, all the bills are due, and you don't have enough money to pay, just keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep it up. Why? Because you already write down what God has said about you. You will overcome that season. It's just a season. It will come and pass. There's no way that winter, we are still complaining, it's cold. In the next 2 weeks, we'll be taking off our shirt. So there is no season that has ever come that will not pass. That season will pass.
Amen.
Another season will come.
Amen.
And a new thing will come into your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So write it down and keep your head up. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't have money, or you don't even know where the next bill is coming from, or you have issue with the immigration or something, or say, oh, I don't have a green card. No, that's not what God told me. The Bible says that wherever your feet stand, he's going to give it unto you. That is the word of God, right? So forget about all those issues. Forget. That is the word of God concerning you. He will make it happen. It might be difficult. It might be challenging. It might be long. But it will happen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what God always do? He give the hardest battle to the bravest soldier. Yes. The battle that is toughest is only the brave soldiers. That's the only thing to. That is why he called Joshua. He said, Joshua, okay, this is the situation now. You, I chose you. Take the children of Israel. Take them to the promised land. That is the only mission he gave Joshua. Period. And he gave him a map. Joshua 1:8. Please, if you can put it on the board. As we round up, I will pray. He gave Joshua a map. One mission. Joshua does not have to pursue other mission or look at what other people are doing. He said, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth. That is the map he gave him. He said, after you do all this, then you will have success. That is for Joshua. And Joshua obeyed and get to the promised land. You will get to the promised land in the mighty name. But please write it down. Make it plain and run with it. Make reference to it every time. I remember when I was offered a job and they said this. I said, no, I'm not taking it. Somebody said, you crazy? You know how much? I said, I don't care. Because that is not what God has promised me. It's not about money. Because I know if I take that, I cannot do anything. I'm still scarce in the church. You will not even see me at all. I said, no, don't worry. I will survive. And they agreed. They work with me. Less money, fine. I'm okay. Write it down so that you will not get distracted. God knows where he's taking you to. He has given you everything. And it's a map. We just have to write it down so that we can follow the map. Let us rise. morning we are going to pray. This morning, I pray. Congratulations into your life.
Yeah.
I say congratulations will be accorded to you in the name of Jesus. You see the kind of breakthrough that even you yourself will not believe. That people will ask, how did it happen? How? It's impossible. I don't know how many of us who watched the election of 2016. I don't know how many of us. I was up all night. Everybody thought our mommy Hillary will win. And suddenly, the tide started to turn. The unexpected happened. And congratulations started coming to the least person that is expected to win. I pray for you this morning. That kind of miracle that will happen, that your enemy will look and say, how did you do it? How did this happen? How did he do it? The Lord will give it to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone that says they will want to stop you, you know you cannot stop a moving train. You can only stop a stationary train. Once a train starts to move, if you stop on the track of the train, it will crush you. I pray this morning, anyone that has vowed that they want to stop you, they will be crushed in the mighty name of Jesus. When a man is on a journey and he reaches a crossroad, he looks for somebody to ask for direction. I pray this morning, every time you reach a crossroad, the Lord will show up for you. Now. He will direct you in the path in which you should go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Last prayer so that I can round up. Back home again to my Yoruba land, they said a leaf always remains green when it's on the tree. As long as that tree is getting supply, the leaf will remain green. But as soon as that tree drops from the tree, it will dry off. I pray this morning, your source will not dry.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That special grace that is filling your life, it will not dry up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. His love, his tender mercy will not cease in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that you will be like a watered garden whose water never fails. Your water will never fail.
Amen.
Go and flourish.
Amen.
Go and bear fruit.
Amen.
Go and shine.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
I believe we can do better than that. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. All right, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Let's go to the man of God. Even a source too will not dry up. A source will not dry up. A source will not dry up. Let's lift up our voice and pray and talk to the Almighty God. Say, Father, your source will not dry up. It has started well, it will finish well.